Welcome to
Rant Rave!
Oh my god, it's gonna be so crisp.
I shouldn't say we, because we could have gone on for 22 more episodes and I wouldn't have known.
I just had the realization, we record with a Yeti mic, it's pretty good, so we think.
We gonna find out.
Yeah, you might be thinking right now, holy shit, they're so crisp and so clear. It's because the past 22 episodes, we've been recording, not with the Yeti mic we plug in every single time, but with my shitty laptop microphone. So that's always
which apparently not too shitty.
It makes sense now why Sarah always sounds like she's at the bottom of a bucket.
Yeah, because I sit furthest away from the laptop.
And I sit...
but always closest to the mic.
Because I'm always like, Sarah, can you like just sit on the mic?
Just I can't lean hear in. You. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, wow.
How about now?
Oh my shit.
This is very exciting. I feel like we're brand new.
Yeah, this is like a whole new... we've had this gear for fucking... For a long time.
Yeah, a year. Yeah.
But we're just testing it out now.
Yeah. So, you know, here we are. We're fucking professionals now.
We're episode 23 and we've decided to get our shit together.
Yeah, episode 23, we're finding our groove.
People will be like, oh my god, I can stand to listen to them now.
Yeah, like, this is it. We're here. We've arrived. Wow. And, this is what our voices really sound like.
Yeah, that's what Sarah sounds like.
This is what I sound like. Hello.
She's been saved from the well.
Yeah. Lassie finally got me.
How was your week?
It was good. I've been working, like, a little bit extra, doing some extra training.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, not the extra training. I've just been working a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, I got a new position, so.
Was it? No, I'm not going to make that joke. Never mind.
Was it what?
I was a
missionary?
Yeah, that was exactly the joke I was going to make.
No. Haven't been in that position for a while.
I honestly think this mic thing is the highlight of my week.
I'll chalk it up there with you. I'm excited.
This is the best thing.
This is fun.
God.
Here we are.
Here we are.
So we're going to go back. We're going to re-record 22 episodes. Yep. We're going to print transcripts of the episodes, and it'll be all the exact same thing.
Yeah, nothing will be changed.
It's just going to sound better.
I'm going to have to work really hard to make the goose noise I make in the first one.
Yeah.
It's a hard bill to pay, but,
the other funny thing about this is that you would, like, listen and edit, and you would be like, we sound so good this week.
Yeah, there were some where it'd be, this is better than others. Our first three were, like, good quality.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of was like, what happened?
Yeah, where did it all go wrong?
Exactly, I'm like,
but... We're back.
We're back. We're gonna do better.
Full strength. Yeah.
Oh, I think it heard that noise. Wow, this is beautiful. Wow,
can hear everything.
Do not disturb.
All the noises.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to record today now.
This is very exciting. Yeah.
Okay.
Perry's ranting.
I'm ranting. Oh, yes, I'm Perry.
I'm Sarah Sherman. Like the tank. My family had nothing to do with it. But my dad always told us we did.
I'll have my notebook in the car.
Ah, fudge. Do you want to go get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I return.
Thank you for joining us for that brief intermission. You know what I realized? You know all those ASMR jokes we made?
Yeah.
Now, like, they'll actually be, like, real.
I know.
Instead of our holding things up to the mic, ASMR.
Everyone's like, what? What ASMR did you guys do? Wow.
All right, yeah, you are ranting.
Yes, I am.
We're ranting. We're raving. We'll tell you what we're craving.
I have that saved on my desktop.
Amazing.
So.
The best.
I'm ranting this week about, honestly, one of my biggest nightmares. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my biggest fears. Mm-hmm. Let me set a scenario.
Set the scene.
Up for you and our listeners.
Close your eyes.
So, you
imagine
are a homeowner. Congratulations. You obviously didn't buy avocado toast.
This is the only time I'm going to be a homeowner.
You are a homeowner. Maybe you're married or you live alone. It depends.
On who you are as a person. Yeah. You might have a shit personality.
Yeah. Or you just don't fuck with marriage. Who knows?
It could be.
It doesn't matter.
We're not here to judge you.
Yeah. Anyways, you are just living your life. Coming in and out of your home as you please.
You go for a shower. You walk out naked.
Yep. You just live your life. You fart wherever.
Freely.
Freely.
Cook some avocado toast in the nude.
Yeah, because you can. Because it's your house. And why would it matter?
Yeah.
Well, it does in some cases. Because sometimes there's people living in your home unbeknownst to you. And the creepy little attics that the people like to put into homes. And also your basement. And occasionally closets in the wall. So yeah, I am ranting this week about spider people, as they've been come to be called.
I didn't know there was a term for them.
I think that's the term. I'm basing that off of the Spider-Man of Denver, who I'm going to talk
about.
I
mean, spider people make sense.
Yeah, it does. It's like this unwanted guest living in your house.
They're, before you dive into this.
Do you think people could be like, haha, my in-laws are spider people?
Isn't it like their in-laws are like living in the walls of their house or just in the basement?
Just living in their house without them.
Yeah, they're just like lolling at that. Yeah. They're, so for a long time, we lived in my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And there was always this door that always freaked me out.
Okay.
And it was like an old house. It was like an old wartime house, I think, that they lived in, so that we lived in. But you would like go up the stairs, and just before you got to the top, there was this door, and basically it led into like a closet, but then through that closet you could get up into the attic and that sort of thing. But it was big.
Okay.
Like, it took up a lot of space. And I was always freaked out by that door. And honestly, it would have been the perfect spot
to like
for a spider person to live.
Oh,
for
bad.
Someone to be living in there.
Oh.
No one was.
Yeah.
I can say that with full confidence. But it would have been the perfect, perfect spot.
Or those like weird little spots underneath stairs and stuff like that. Oh my gosh.
Harry Potter, our favorite spider person.
So the reason I bring this up is because recently I listened to a My Favorite Murder episode. They've talked about these kind of people, I think twice for sure. Because they talked about the Andrews family hauntings in quotation marks, because it wasn't a ghost as they thought. It was a
true human.
A real human being who was living in their house with people set up to spy on them.
It's such a fucked up thing.
Right?
Like, what drives a person to do that?
Like, the psychology behind it, I honestly couldn't find too much about it. It's just,
because there probably isn't.
It's just, like, you are, like, psycho.
I could be so fully homeless, and I would not have the wherewithal to be like, I'll just live in the walls.
So,
you know?
The, like, one of, like, the first known, like, that I know of is the Spider-Man of Denver. Denver.
Wow. I love Denver.
Denver. Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. I'm my favorite city.
Was in 1941. It was a man named Theodore Edward Conies. He had fallen on hard times. Like, he was poor. He was homeless. And he decided that he would go visit an old colleague. Oh my god.
Welcome to Rant and Rave, where we stroke out.
Often.
All the time.
Philip Peters, and he hadn't seen him in years or whatever. So, when he gets there, to their house, the Peters house, in Denver, it's empty because Peters had gone out to see his wife, who was in the hospital with a broken hip. So he just lets himself inside, and he finds that there's a small door that leads to a tiny attic room. And he's like, you know, I'm pretty small. I could fit in there. Oh, and winter's coming. So, I'm just gonna live in these people attic.
I'm a squirrel now.
So, like, this was in September. By October 17th, that same year, he'd still been living, like, in their house. Like,
a couple weeks later.
Yeah. He, like, would sneak down in the middle of the night to get food sort of thing. And then go back up. He would shower with them asleep.
How? How do you not wake up and be like, fuck me, there's water running?
Right? Right? And see your partner beside you and be like, oh.
What the fuck? Like, I would know. Because, like, even when you're asleep.
Yeah.
You hear someone flush the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, run the water to get a drink of water. Like. Yeah. And like, also, like, maybe you wouldn't wake up for that, but, like, a shower running.
Especially in 1941.
Like.
That shit probably wasn't quiet.
Yeah.
The Coney's guy slipped out of his room and started cooking, thinking that everyone had gone out. This was about midday, and it turns out, no, the Peters was still...
Peter Peters? Is that his
name? Philip Peters. Philip Peters was actually just having a nap.
Taking a shit.
No, he was a nap.
Or he taking a shit.
He was startled, obviously, by some rando in his house. And he didn't recognize him at the time because he was so gaunt.
Right.
So, Coney decided to attack Philip Peters and pistol whipped him to death.
This might be a dumb question. What exactly is pistol whipping? Is it like we get whipped with a pistol?
I'm gonna Google that real quick.
I feel like that's a dumb question, but I just don't know.
I feel it's like...
Like, it's never happened to me, so why would I know?
To hit or beat someone with the butt of a pistol.
Oh my god, so it is. You just get beat with a gun.
Yeah.
Instead of being shot with a gun, someone just beats you with it.
I feel like that's a much sadder day.
That's not funny, but like... Just fucking shoot me.
Literally. Like, it's so much easier.
You have the gun.
Yeah. Yeah, so the guy, instead of, like, running away, just went back up to his little attic spot.
Kills the dude.
Yeah.
Kills Peter Peters.
Yep.
With a pistol.
Yeah.
But doesn't shoot him.
Nope.
And just fucking leaves him, like, in the kitchen. I'm just assuming this happened in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and then he's like, I'm just gonna crawl back into the attic.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go back to my spot.
What the fuck?
So obviously, like his wife is still in the hospital when he's found. And friends were like, well, we haven't seen him leave the house recently, and no one's heard from him. So would they go to check on him?
How many days later?
I don't know. But he was, like, fucking dead. And the police
was like, fucking dead. We're not laughing at death, okay? Just sometimes our phrasing isn't great. I just want that to be our disclaimer. I just fucking popped my hip.
Ew.
It's okay.
And the police were obviously, like, so confused by the crime scene because everything was locked.
Like, yeah, it wouldn't have looked like a break and enter because technically...
And, like,
it wasn't.
Yeah, the neighbors had to, like, break a window to get in and be like, okay, this is, like, this was us.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they were not sure how he got in and how he got out. And so a little bit later, his wife returned from the hospital and, like, hired a bunch of housekeepers. And they would quit, like, within a week of starting because they're like, your house is haunted. Like,
oh, my God.
Because they'd see this guy come down in the middle of the night. Right? And so eventually she ended up moving in with her son and the house was just left to sit.
Right. They didn't sell it or anything?
No, because it was hopes of her getting a bit better and returning. So he just stayed, the Coney's guy just stayed in the house.
Oh my God. So then at that point he's like, I got a whole house now.
But he just stayed right where he was.
He still stayed in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
But, like, he'd still come down every once in a while. Yeah. And, like, when people would pass the house, they'd see lights or, like, hear noises from in the house.
Oh, my God.
So the police investigated, and they never, ever find anyone squatting in the house kind of thing.
Right.
Because that's, like, the conventional thing, is squatting, not living.
In the walls.
Yeah.
Or in the fucking attic. Also, there's fucking insulation up there. That shit's itchy.
Yeah.
Do you know what fucking insulation is? It's a fucking little teeny shards of fiberglass.
I also want to say that it was probably not especially good in the 40s.
It's probably fucking loads of asbestos.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna be on one of those fucking... He's one of those people who would call the... Do you or a loved one have mesothelioma? You
know what I'm saying? Yes, I do.
Fuck it is.
Like, at first, they could never find anyone until eventually the police started doing surveillance on the house. And on July 30th, 1942, nearly 11 months after moving in, they finally caught him move a curtain. And his face was exposed, and they raided the house and caught him climbing into his little attic room. And they had assumed no one could get in there because it was so small.
Oh, my God.
He was arrested and convicted of murder, but died in 67.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's wild.
Do you want to hear a more recent one?
Yeah.
So, in 2014, in Kunshan, China, a man with the surname Wang... they don't provide his first name here. I swear I'm not being racist. Started to notice, like, things were going missing in his home, like money and food. But he couldn't figure out who was doing it because he, like, lived on his own. He was always locking the doors and windows before leaving his apartment. He, like, was just so diligent at that now because things were going missing. So,
yeah. Frequently.
Yeah, I was going to say sequentially. Who the fuck am I?
Scholars. That's who we are.
I mean, he fucking dead.
Sequentially. I don't even know if sequential. Well, I guess it is.
In sequence? I guess it's a word.
Is that calendar? Is that a picture of Vegas? Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm sorry, carry on with your story. I got distracted.
That's okay.
About sequentially and then the picture of Vegas.
So, on May 29th, 2014, did I mention that this was March 2014?
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay, yeah. So,
March, May. Two episodes later.
So, 2 episodes later.
2 months later.
He calls the police when he returns to find he was locked out of his own house.
Did they change the fucking locks?
Like, he could not get in.
What the fuck?
So they searched the apartment and found a hole in the kitchen ceiling that led to the attic of his 3-story apartment where he lived. They found a homeless man named Zhang who managed to get into the attic from outside the building. And he had been sneaking into his apartment in the neighboring apartment to steal and cook for himself. He stole about $320, I guess that's American in total.
Oh my God.
This is a picture of where.
No! Yeah. Like, I've seen a lot of those things because, like, you can find, like, a lot of stuff about these on, like, BuzzFeed and, like, kind of stuff like that. There's, like, YouTube videos, too, of people who have set up cameras and, like, caught people.
Yes, there's this coming one out of their the ceilings
women. And. Oh.
Where, like, the guy, like, he set up the camera and, like, he, like, looked at it and then he kind of, like, left the house for the day. And then, like, it, like, fast forwards, and, like, a couple hours later, a woman crawls out of the cupboard. Every time I watch it, I get goosebumps.
Like out of the kitchen cupboard?
Yeah.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The only person I want crawling out of my kitchen cupboard is Charles Manson.
It's like, who are you? Like, Gollum from, like...
Right?
Like what the
why?
Fuck?
I don't get... I want to know what... there's obviously... there's some sort of psychological element to this.
Yes, definitely.
There's just obviously... like, there's not... you can't gather enough people to...
yeah.
You know, interview them to find out.
Yeah, you know? It's definitely not something that happens often, but it does happen.
Yeah.
So it's hard to really, like pinpoint.
Nail it down.
Yeah, what exactly it is. It kind of happened to J-Lo.
Oh.
Like, Jennifer Lopez.
I think I kind of know about this, but tell me.
Yeah, so she had a problem with stalkers over the years. Mm. And there was one man in particular named John M. Dubas.
Loser. Oh, sorry to everyone. That laugh probably came out real clear.
And she already had, like, an order, like, a restraining order against him. He was 49. Because he had a habit of stalking her. But he still broke into her pool house. And this is August 8th, 2013. He had been living in there for about a week before anyone noticed, despite there being, like, security all around the house. And, she wasn't there when he had taken up residence, but still he had, like, stolen a bunch of stuff, and he was eventually arrested with burglary, criminal contempt, and stalking.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Honestly, if I was a celebrity, I would think about this. Because, like...
Yeah. Also, you know, I wouldn't really want to mess with J-Lo. Oh, she's done, like... at least two movies where some fucked up shit has happened to her and she's beaten the crap out of the people.
Yeah, I
understand that those are just movies, but I feel like J-Lo is in good shape and she could probably kick your ass if she needed to.
J-Lo could definitely kick my ass.
Yeah. But, like, fuck. No. Just don't live in people's fucking... Don't live in other people's houses unless you're, like, a certified renter.
Yeah, or, like...
or something. Like,
or, like, you're, like... hey,
can I crash at your place for a bit?
My friend who I know?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, if I came home and then, oh my god. So we have, like, a storage room off of my brother's room that we don't really go into except to, like, get Christmas decorations or stuff out of every once in a while.
Yeah.
But the amount of times where I'll hear something in my house... I have two dogs, two brothers, and a mom. So, like, there's other people in my
house.
You
have a mom?
Yeah, I have a mom.
But that's amazing.
I know, thank you. so, like, there's, like, hundreds of reasonable...
noises all the time.
...explanations for what it is.
Your mind never goes somewhere reasonable, though.
Yeah, but it's, like, 3 a.m. and I'm laying in bed and I hear something. I'm like, oh my god, that's the person living in the room near the boys' room.
It's 3 a.m. You must be lonely. That's a Matchbox 20 lyric.
I knew that. I love Matchbox 20.
I do.
I know you do.
No, but that's true, though. Yeah. Whenever I go to my storage unit, I'm like... ooh. I could go there in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I'll still be like... someone's living in one of these units.
It's like, it's... like,
and mine is an indoor unit in a locked thing, and I'll still be like, someone lives in one of these.
It does, like, it does.
But there is video surveillance.
Like, this is a rant, and, like, obviously it makes me mad because, like, what the fuck? Like, what goes through your head?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you have to, like, it's obvious that these people have some kind of mental...
yeah, like, something is going on.
Where it's, like, they... believe that it's okay.
Because no, I mean, like I said at the beginning of this, like, I could be fully homeless and I would not be like, you know, I'll just wait until these people leave and I'll go see if they got an attic that I can live in.
Right? Like,
you
ever,
know? Like, ever.
So I have two more stories.
Yeah.
One of them is from the same article I've been using. It's from ListVerse. It's great. And then I have one from Reddit.
I love Reddit.
Hear first?
Oh. Give me the ListVerse one, because I bet you the one on Reddit is going to be, like, lit.
It's hella fucked.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's a woman named Tracy. This is in 2012. She was a single mother of five who lived in South California. Carolina, which... to my peeps in Carolina, please be safe.
Do you have peeps in Carolina?
I don't, actually. I was just...
oh.
Because that's what's happening, the hurricane
there?
Is.
Oh, yeah, the hurricane. Sorry.
It's okay.
Did I send you the funny picture that I found?
No, is it?
Of the two Spider-Mans?
No.
Oh, it's this picture, and it says, like, this is, like, it says a bad word on it that I can't say, but it basically says, like, when you're checking in on, like, something about when you're checking in on your buddy on the opposite coast in their natural disaster, and it's, like, a Spider-Man with, like, fire all around him to represent, like, the West Coast, and then a Spider-Man, like, up to here in water, like, for the East Coast.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was funny.
Anyways, so she started to notice weird sounds coming from her attic, and, like, nails were popping out of the ceiling, so her and her two sons went to the attic to investigate, but really didn't find anything out of, like, the huge. So, and her children just thought it was, like, their mom being kind of crazy.
Right.
But she was, like, sure something was going on, and she just did not feel great about it. So, one night, she was working on her laptop, and a bit of plaster fell on her from movement in the attic.
Jesus Christ.
Another night,
Did you say she was single?
Yeah.
Yeah. That if she had a husband, he'd be like, it's just a possum.
Literally.
Like.
Another night at, like, 2:30 in the morning, she heard a loud noise and knew that there was something up there.
Jesus Christ.
So she got her nephew to take a look in the attic.
Send the nephew up. I ain't going up there, homie, you go.
And in the back corner of her attic. Her attic? Addict.
Her addict.
Attic. I said it right.
Yeah, it's just attic.
Was her ex-boyfriend, who she had dated 12 years prior, and he had just been released from jail 90 days prior because he went to jail for stealing her car.
Oh, my God.
They found cups of feces and urine and a hole that he had cut through the ceiling so that he could watch her sleep. He fled and, like, no one, like, he just went, like, he just left. Like, they...
So he never got, like, caught
or anything? Never got caught or arrested or anything like that. Oh, my
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah, how freaky is that?
Like, no.
Like, crazy ex-girlfriend who? This is a fucking nuts ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's no good. Just don't. Don't live in places that aren't yours. You know?
Like, I'm sure you could find roommates on, like, Craigslist or something if you were right? That desperate.
Like, get a bunch of your homies together, buy a house, and when you're picking whose room you want to live in, just be like, you know what, fam? I'm cool with living in the walls in the attic.
Yeah. Like, I'm fine with that.
Like, oh, God.
You guys can, like, sublet the other place. Like, yeah, I'm just good in the walls.
Get another renter in here. Make a little bit more money. And, yeah, it'll be fine.
So, this is on the subreddit, Let's Not Meet.
I love that subreddit. That's a good one.
So it is, the name of it is How I Found Out Someone Was Living in My House.
Amazing.
So about 4 years ago, not 4 years ago, I'm sorry, Reddit user. It's about a year ago, for the month of June, their family had gone to France for 4 weeks and left this person, who for some reason I see as a teenage girl.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just like self projecting.
Maybe.
Anyways, so, like, they fuck. Got left.
They fuck? Oh my God!
The spider person, wow, in their house!
What a twist!
So, like, they, they're left by their family, home alone style, to, like, take care of their 8 dogs that they have.
Okay, so the family goes on vacation and they leave one of their children behind.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, they're in school, like, their campus is, like, near their house or whatever, and they're in, like, the middle of butt crack nowhere.
It's my favorite town in America.
Like, There's farm fields on either side of the house. Their neighbor is, like, pretty far away.
Okay.
You get the picture. So, the layout of the house is really weird. The way it was is, like, it was, like, it looked like a two-story house.
Right.
But it wasn't finished. Like, they had, like, the loft was put in, there was a loft put in place instead of a full, like...
Upstairs. Okay.
Because it was just like, the people before them had just kind of given up. It was right. Like, you know what? It's fine. There's nowhere to put stairs here. So there was like...
Okay.
Like, oh my god, I have to burp.
I bet you the mic caught it.
I know. Wow. So like... And it's, like, just ceiling space up to the roof.
Right.
And so, it had a large basement and an attic. And they, like, this person had been living in the house for a long time and always felt like it was a stupid layout. Because next to their room was a huge wall that connects to the living room wall. But there was, like, space between...
Almost like there should have been a closet there, kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then on the opposite side where the living room was, there was a closet
that
backed onto this weird space between the two walls.
Okay. Fuck me.
So, the way that their house was, there would, like, birds would live on the top of the roof. Just because, like, throughout the winter it was warmer, obviously, because heat rises, and the way that the house was built...
The birds... On the outside.
Yeah.
But on... Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, they'd hear noises.
Thought they, like, just leave a window open in the first flight and live there. I don't know why that's what my brain
thought. And they're like, oh, it's just the birds. Or, like, whatever. So, right. It was, like...
There was always something to blame
the noise on. So, like, it was, like, 2 weeks after this person's family had left for France... And they'd do it, like, the birds would be scratching, like, all day or all night. Like, it was, like, a constant noise.
Right.
And it was pretty unsettling to hear and, like, annoying or whatever. And then one night, they heard scratching and stuff from beside their bed. Like, from the wall, from their room. They're like, oh, like, it's just the birds, right? Like,
just... That fucking just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. So,
oh my god.
Like, over the next few days, they kept on hearing, like, scratching noises and, like, banging sounds coming from in the wall.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Until finally, they're like, you know what? Like, there's something in here, like, an animal.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a bird got in. So, like, they check the basement and they don't find any signs or anything like that. And then they decide to check the hall closet, which is between the living room and their room. And so they, which normally is just, like, yard tools, a shotgun, some archery stuff, and a handgun. So, like, good murdery stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's normally locked because they have a younger brother.
Right.
Where it's, like, they could get hurt.
They're responsible gun owners.
So, like, assumed that it was locked, and then when they checked the handle, it was unlocked. Thought that maybe stepdad had left it unlocked just in case. For them, right? So, they open the closet, and all the tools are, like, missing, but so is a portion of the closet wall. There's, like, a giant hole in the wall.
What the fuck?
So, like, they call their best friend, and their dad comes over and is, like, they're freaking out. And they were gonna call the police, but they figured, like, if it's just a hole in a wall from the animal, like, from an animal, what's the point in calling a police?
Oh my god, always call the police.
Because they live too far away from, like, a town for them to, like, justify it, so they didn't.
Always call the police.
Okay. And, like, at first glance, didn't see anything weird. So, they send the friend's dad in, and in this space between the wall... And, like, the living room in the hall closet, they find a dirty mattress, chicken feathers everywhere, and a half-eaten rotisserie chicken.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did they fucking pluck their own chicken in there?
So then they call the police, and they search the whole house, and there was, like, they don't find anyone at all. like, they...
Are the guns still in the closet, or
no,
are they gone?
No, everything is missing.
Oh, my God.
They don't find anyone.
Oh, my fucking God.
Ever.
What?
The hole in the wall gets plastered up, like, patched up completely. And, like, nothing. They don't find anything ever about it. It just, this person is suddenly gone.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
And, like, yeah, so, like, the long story short, this fucking guy decided to make a creepy dungeon where chickens go to die in their house. And, like, the dogs didn't bark or anything because they're so used to the noise
from the birds.
And they're in, like, a farther back portion of the house, so they don't really hear it.
Oh, my God.
But they just never found the person. Can you imagine?
What the fuck?
Can you fucking imagine? You open up your hall closet. There's a hole in the wall. You go in there to find chicken feathers in a fucking mattress?
Yeah.
But no person. Oh, my God. I can't decide if it'd be better to find the person. This brings up the question that
I would want
people
to find the person.
Right?
Because if you don't, then you're just like, fuck me, they're gonna come back. You're just always gonna be thinking, they're gonna fucking come back.
Right? This is the question. I've asked our group chat this. One person or 1,000 cockroaches?
Cockroaches.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm terrified of it, but I'd rather find one person because then I could kill them.
Cockroaches.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I would take cockroaches. I think.
Yeah?
What did I say last time you asked this?
Honestly,
I'm pretty sure I said cockroaches.
Yeah, probably cockroaches. Yeah.
No, cockroaches.
I think me, Kayla, and Morgan all said people.
I can handle cockroaches. Because I'm not afraid of bugs.
See, I get grossed out by bugs.
Yeah.
If I found a person,
I'm not afraid of people. But, like, I would rather find cockroaches in my house than a person I didn't know was living there.
That's true. I feel like it'd be pretty unsettling. Because that's, like, I'd move.
Like, yeah.
I would definitely move house after that.
Yeah. I could get over cockroaches.
That's true.
You just call the guys. They come. They come vacuum them up. Check your house.
This makes sense.
And then you're done with them. They probably don't come back. You set some traps and poison.
Do you think if you found someone living in your house, depending on their background, you could get put into witness protection? Because what if they go to jail and they come out and they're pissed that you got them arrested for living in their house?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. Hmm. Unless they were deemed, like, a really dangerous person. I don't think so.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So, spider people.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it's all pretty fucked up. And I'm sorry to our listeners who are, like, a little bit more, like, sensitive if this freaked you out. I'm sorry, but, like...
Yeah,
I need it. Oh my God, it's just so, like, skeezy. Like, it makes you feel like you need a shower sort of thing.
I was gonna say, like, you would need to shower 1,000 times before you felt clean.
Yeah.
I would hate knowing that, like, someone had been living in my house and, like, how many times did they watch me? Like, were they spying and being, like, fucking
were
creepy
they, like,
weirdo?
Were they, creepy or were they just doing their own thing?
Yeah. Honestly, just, like, go find an abandoned house to live in. You don't need to live in a house that someone is already living in.
Yeah.
Just go somewhere else.
Yeah. Because you can find food other places.
Yeah. Steal the food. I don't care if you fucking steal food. If you're starving, fucking steal food.
Yeah.
Don't fucking live in someone else's house.
It's completely different.
That they're living in. That's fucked up. Find a house that's up for sale and no one's living in there right now. Just live in there for a bit.
Find a nice bougie house.
Yeah.
Live in comfort for a while.
Yeah. Or, like, don't live in the house. Like, just live in the garage.
Yeah.
If I found someone in my garage, I'd just be like, ah, fuck. Like, I'd still be like, ugh. But, like, if someone was just in my garage.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than, like, my house.
But also still don't live in someone's garage. Just don't live anywhere that you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I don't like that.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh. Freaky.
Yeah.
I get why that's a fear of yours.
Yeah.
And why you don't like it.
Yeah, because I also live in butt crack nowhere.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah. Ugh. 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 not good.
Anyways.
Whew.
Let's lighten things up a little.
Is it really lightening it up?
Not at all.
It's gonna lighten things up for some people, because I know I'm not the only weirdo out there. No,
you're definitely not the only weirdo.
I know I'm not.
I'm gonna get a little comfier here. I do want to take a picture of your nice cone head looking outfit right now. Sarah has her hood on, but she also has like a half up, half down thing.
Yeah.
And it's really making her hoodie.
Post that on the Instagram page. I will. Okay, here's what I'm raving about. Are you weird like me? Do you like weird things? Do you like weird things that come from your body? If you do, I've got a rave for you. This is it. Popping! Pop, 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 pop. Wow. That's what I'm raving about. That was a spoken word piece by me.
I'm so...
So, I had a hard time figuring out what I was going to rave about today. First, I was going to rave about movies that don't have a happy ending, but then we went out for lunch, and I had a great idea. I'm going to rave about my gross obsession, which is pimple popping videos, cyst popping videos, blackhead removals, earwax removals. Whew, those get me good. Ah, medical gore. Wow.
I just hope that from my silence... You know that this is not my thing.
Perry's not on board with this.
There's some things where I'm like, oh, nice. With the medical gore stuff that Sarah shows. But, like, sometimes it's just, I cannot.
So, I don't know how this whole phenomenon started. I don't think there's really a way to trace it back. Excuse me. Pretty shy about burping. I'm not.
I was gonna say, are you trying to show me up?
Yeah. So, I don't think you really can trace this back. But basically, humans have been obsessed with, like, grooming practices for ages, like, since humans were humans. And there's just, you know, I'm not the only person who feels this way. But there's something about those types of videos, especially, like, the popping and, like, the blackhead removals and that sort of thing, that I find so soothing and so comforting. And I'm gonna, like, tell you a little bit about, like, the biology kind of behind this. But those videos, they just, like, totally put me at ease. If I'm, like, stressed out, I'll be like, I'm just gonna watch a few of these. And, like, I'll be like, I'm okay. I'm good. Do you like popping your own pimples?
Well, like, oh, yeah, like, I love, like, I love doing a pore strip and then looking at it and be like, oh, this came out of my body. How gross. But, like, sitting down and being, like, on my YouTube, like, I want to watch pimples come out of some rando's face. No thanks.
Yeah.
I like, those food eating videos. Or, like, cooking shows where there's this one on YouTube, not even, like, mukbang, it's, like, this one on YouTube where it's, like, cake ASMR, where they just bake the cake, but you hear it all, like, happening.
Oh, like, the like, crackly, like...
Oh, yeah. That is, like...
Yeah.
That is what I like.
Okay. See, everybody is different.
Or, like, paint mixing. Those are two things...
I do like paint mixing.
...that I enjoy.
Yeah, I find paint mixing quite soothing as well. I don't like the ones with sounds, though.
I like the ones
you like with sounds. You like the ones with sounds. I don't like the scraping.
I like that noise.
I don't like the scraping. But I like the...
The watching
The
it.
Blending and... Yeah. Anyway, so this whole, like, pimple popping craze became so big. There was this YouTube channel. It still exists, obviously.
Did you have a TV show?
I'm getting to that. Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
Don't steal my rave.
I'm so sorry.
But, so, yes, there is a TV show called Dr. Pimple Popper, and it's Dr. Sandra Lee, and she used to, post, like, YouTube videos, and I think she still does post YouTube videos. She definitely still posts YouTube videos, but that's how she started. She would, like, post this stuff on YouTube, because I think she was finding that a lot of her clients were, like, asking her to film the removals and things like that. Yeah,
That is some weird shit Sarah would do.
I'll get to that. So I think she was like, there's probably other people here, like, who would enjoy this. So she started posting videos, and, like, combined, all of the videos she's posted have, like, more than 1 billion views.
Holy shit.
Like, people are, like, watching the shit out of them. She, like, became so popular on YouTube that she got her own show. I think it's on, like, TLC or, like, one of those kinds of channels. And, my dad will watch it. He'll watch it with me. He's, like, the only one who will watch it with me. But, like, it's just, number one, I think it's crazy how our bodies produce these things, and it's, like, the extraction process is just, like, wild to me. Like, it's just, like, it's medical, but it also is still kind of, like, a little bit archaic, you know? 'Cause we're not taking, like, when it's something that needs to be drained, like a really large cyst that has, like, stuff in it that needs to be drained.
Yeah.
She's not using, like, a drainage tool. She's not, like, using a tube and, like, sucking all that stuff out. She's, like, actually, like, massaging it out and, like, getting it out. And, like, it's because a lot of the things that are, like, inside cysts and like, pimples and pores of liner and all that sort of thing are a denser material, so, like, you do have to be, like, a little bit, like, rough with them. But all of the stuff that she posts and, like, all the extractions and stuff, if it's, like, a real, like, medical thing that she has to, like, do an incision for, like, everyone's, like, super frozen. Like, no one can feel anything, and she checks. She's like, can you feel anything? Can you feel anything? And they're like, no. And then she just goes to town and, like, digs it out, squishes it out. This obsession for me, though.
What do they do with that? Is that, like, a medical waste at that point?
Oh, yeah, it goes into medical waste.
That's good.
All this obsession, I've always been into weird, gross stuff. But this whole, like, pimple popping, cyst popping, whatever, didn't really start as an obsession until I had my own cyst. And I think I've talked about it on here before, but I had this massive, like, ovarian cyst, and I wanted to see the ultrasound image of it, but the doctor didn't have that. She only had the measurements. So I was like, oh, dang, I just wanted to see what, like, this thing inside me looks like. And she was like, well, I'll do one better for you. And so she was like, I'll take, like, pictures during surgery, and you can, like, you can see what comes out of you. And I was like, oh my god. It was like Christmas morning for me. It was, like, the most amazing thing that had ever happened to me. And so mine did get drained with a drainage tool because it was all fluid that was in my cyst. And so what they did with the fluid that came out of mine and, with, like, the cyst itself, they sent it off for more testing to make sure that it wasn't cancerous.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of, like, the location of it, and it wasn't.
Yay!
Yeah, so all the stuff that comes out of it is just, like, yeah, it's medical waste. That's it's good. Just, it, all you're watching come out, like, it comes out really gross, and some of the big ones that have, like, a lot of stuff in it, it's, like, holy
it can
moly.
Smell, can't it?
It can smell. It's all basically, like, it's just pus.
Yeah.
Like that's all it is. Yeah. But, like, some of it gets, like, Perry's gonna get real cringy here, but some of it is, like, a cottage cheese type consistency. And, like, some of it is, like, just a little bit thinner. But it's just, it's crazy what our bodies do.
I know.
And what they create. And some of the ones, it, like, she just, like, keeps squeezing and stuff keeps coming out, and it's like, how is that all fitting in there? Like, sometimes a lot comes out. I'm just saying, it's amazing. Anyway,
we'll go pull up one.
A popping video?
Yeah. Like a short one.
Oh my god, yeah. Sure I can.
Nothing too bad. I just want to see.
Okay. Oh god, that
I have never actively sought it out, like, to be like,
I'll go. So, just like Perry used Reddit for her rant, I can use Reddit for my rave, because there is a whole...
Hey, they don't pay us?
Well, whatever. They don't pay anyone.
I know. They should pay us.
Reddit, pay us.
Someone pay us.
There's a subreddit called Popping. And there's a whole lot of stuff on there. Let's see. Oh, ingrown toenail removals as well. Ooh, I like that. Let's see. Do you want, like...
Just, like, a pimple.
Just a pimple.
Nothing overly yucky.
It's not always, like, videos that they post. So, like...
Do gifts?
No. Sometimes it's just pictures. Like, this one is, like, a little pimple pop. So, like, it's not always big ones. And, like, sometimes it's just... this one. The title on this one. Sometimes it's just what came out of what they popped. So, this one... Read the title. Squeezed this bean from my crotch region. That's a good post. If this person probably doesn't listen, but I'm going to give them. Whoever posted that one, that's a good post. So it's like, there's like tonsil stones too. Ew. And stuff like that. Ew. Those ones, sometimes I have a hard time watching those ones, but this one, yeah. So it's just, I like kind of looking at them. Oh, that's a gross one. That's a tonsil stone. I like when people post their, this is a small angry butt pimple. So, like, they're not all bad.
No.
But I'm kind of desensitized to, like, these little ones. I like the big ones. Juicy ones. Yeah. I also, like, I really, really love earwax removals. Oh, man, I love those. They get me going, like I said. But my favorite thing on that popping subreddit is when people post their own pops and you can't really tell what part of the body it's on. Number one, I like to try to guess if it's, before I read the comments, I like to try to guess if it's a boy or a girl and if it's on their crotch, their scrotum, you know, because they, yeah. Like, people will just post anything. That's a favorite game to play by myself. So... let's go into a little bit of the biology about this, okay? All right.
As in, like, what makes our bodies do us?
Why we like
this.
Oh, why okay. We like it, yeah. It's just, yeah, like, pimples and stuff is just bacteria that get trapped in our pores.
Well, yeah.
Cysts are kind of the same thing. They just start, like, kind of from within the body. So, yes. So, very simply put, these videos, it's very 50-50 split. So, much like Perry and I here, you either love these videos or you hate these videos. And it's all about what makes your brain happy. So, Perry's brain is made happy by things that are much different than things that make my brain happy. But that's basically why people find these things appealing. Like, it makes people happy. The reason... it does this is because, so individually, for yourself, when you pop your own pimples, your body releases dopamine, which is that, like, feel happy, like, hormone. Okay? Wow. Yeah. Crazy, right? So, a neuroscientist, I'm getting this all from a Bustle article, by the way, and I love Bustle. This neuroscientist named Heather Berlin said there's a cycle of anxiety or arousal before the act and a sense of relief after. So basically the reason you feel good when you pop a pimple is because, you know, you're like popping it and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then you pop it and you get that instant relief and you're like, oh, wow. So that's why it feels good when you pop your own pimples. Yeah, crazy, right? Your brain and your body like it, even though you're not really supposed to. But your brain and your body
are like
linked the two. Yes. They're like, that's the shit I like. You can also feel the same sense of relief from watching other people pop their pimples. And so Dr. Sandra Lee, pimple popper, she said, I think watching popping is similar to seeing a scary movie or riding a roller coaster for some people. And it makes sense. Like, when you ride a roller coaster, if you like roller coasters, you like it because of that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
That, like, stomach-dropping feeling. You like that because you're anxious, and then it's fun, and so you get that relief. It's pimple popping, and all that gross stuff is, like, the same thing.
Wow.
It's weird. It has the same effect on your brain. You get this rush of euphoria and excitement. As soon as, like,
we're really
the terror
just dumb
is
fucking
over.
Monkeys.
And that's what it comes back to. Yes, it all comes back to that. So, it, like, our desire to pick and groom all goes back to when we were, like, almost like Neanderthals, right?
Yeah.
So, this researcher, I want to make sure that I get the names right. She is a clinical sexologist and a lecturer at the University of Portsmouth. Her name is Diana Fleischman. I hope I said that right. And she said, we evolved in an environment where there were tons of ectoparasites like fleas, lice, and ticks, flies, which would all transmit diseases. And we've evolved to groom each other to avoid those ectoparasites. So, like, pimple popping and that sort of thing all relates back to that. It's all about trying to, you know, rid our bodies of whatever the gross thing is.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just like, you know, watching that.
Yeah.
She also said that disgust is a huge part of our biology. We're programmed to be grossed out by things our body wants us to avoid. But on the other hand, we're also drawn to things that are scary without any real sense of danger. So, you know, we're like, we're grossed out about the pimples, but we're also drawn to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no real danger there.
Yeah.
So there's like a sense of excitement with it.
Scary movies.
Yeah, exactly. And there's also like a little bit of a sense of like a cathartic feeling.
Yeah.
When you do it too, like seeing something disgusting or dangerous and then watching that danger disappear. So, you know, like the popping or the cutting open is the danger, and then the expelling of it and the cleaning of it is the elimination of the danger, can be really cathartic for some people. And I totally relate to that. I get that. That's up my alley. Yeah. This journalist interviewed pimple-popping fanatics for The Guardian in 2015. The two of the most used words when they were talking about it were soothing and cleansing.
Which makes sense.
Makes sense.
Like cleansing especially, because you are very literally cleansing your body of, like, gross toxin stuff.
Exactly. So, basically, what it comes down to is that humans just love gross things. And this is probably one of my favorite quotes about it. This comes from a psychologist named Nina Strominger? Sorry if I got your name right. She wrote a dissertation on this and entitled it The Hedonics of Disgust. And she wrote, I don't think there's anything straightforwardly masochistic about it. Rather, negative sensations are interesting, particularly when you're in a context where they can't hurt you. You're probably not going to step in dog shit just for the experience, but maybe you'd click on a link to watch someone else doing it.
Yeah.
So, kind of thing. Basically, it's like, your brain kind of tells you that there's, like, no harm, no foul, fair game. So, it, like, you get anxious, you get the relief, you feel good, you just keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this article really focused on, like, pimple popping, but it's the same thing for all of those types of videos.
Yeah.
Like, the blackhead removal, the cyst removal, pores of whiner, like, all
that
sort of thing. I think you would actually maybe like dilated pore of whiners. Maybe, like, not like them. Dilated pores of whiner. They're a type of, like, skin condition. Almost like almost like a blackhead, but much denser, like something that's kind of been in for a long, long time.
Okay.
This is a Dr. Sandra video. I'll just fast forward it a bit. So, the cool thing about her videos is that she, like, kind of shows you the whole process. So, she, like, freezes it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, like, see how much freezing she puts in.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, she, like, she really doesn't want to hurt her patients. And then... sometimes they come out as a whole stone. And sometimes they break apart a little bit. This one is, like, really dense. But sometimes they come out whole, sometimes they don't. I like when they come out whole. It makes it, I feel like it's, like, cleaner. And the thing with these, especially with, like, cysts and stuff, you have to make sure that you remove the whole sac or it'll keep coming back.
Oh, my God.
I want to get to where she, like, gets it out.
You have to, like, fight with it.
Yeah. They're really tough.
Oh, God.
And you can see, like, they go, like...
that's like a...
it's deep. Yeah, they go deep. Oh, I think she got it. She's getting the sack out now. Let's see. I want to see her get it out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
It looks like a bug.
Yeah. Kind of does. Yeah. But, yeah. I also think this is why, my favorite part about these videos, and I think this is generally why people like them, my favorite part is when they do get them out, because, like, you can almost feel that relief of, like, getting it out, you know? Uh-huh. Like, it's very satisfying.
Yeah.
I think that's why I was so fascinated at the birth of my niece. It was like... she just, like, came out, and then... but it's true, like, it was, like, all this, like, tense pressure, right? And uh-huh. then, like, even I was not in labor, but it was, like, all this intense pressure. And then, like, as soon as she was out, Hannah was like, whoosh. And I was like, whoosh, I gotta go cry now. And I did.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was, like, instant relief, like, for everyone in the room.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's wild. Anyway, if you haven't dabbled in those videos...
I would say watch at least one.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's tons out there, but honestly, a good place to start is Dr. Pimple Popper. Like, you can just Google that and, like, or, like, put it into YouTube. She's really good, and, like, first of all, she has a really nice voice. You can really hear it there, but, like, her voice is really, like, it's kind of soothing.
Uh-huh.
And she... she talks about the procedure, too, so you can, like, learn about it. Like, she, like,
talks you through it sort of thing?
Kind of, yeah. That's yeah, nice. She'll just be, like, but she doesn't do it like she's talking to the camera, like, she's talking to the patient.
Yeah.
So she'll be, like, okay, so, like, we're freezing it now, and she's, like, okay, now we're just gonna start, like, digging it out, and she's, like, we got most of it out, now we're just gonna get, like, the sac out so it doesn't come back, like, yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's very fun. I really love it. I love watching them. It, like I said, it puts me at ease. It makes me feel calm.
No judgment.
When I'm stressed out, that's when I'll watch. But lately, it's like earwax videos. I love earwax videos.
I mean, I like when I clean my own ears, and it's like, oh, wow.
Oh, wow. See, yeah, some people like when it's themselves. Some people like watching other people. And that's okay. It's okay to be a watcher, as long as you have permission.
Yeah, don't be watching people pop their pimples from
through the fucking attic. Spider walls, you weirdo. If we got any listeners out there who live in the fucking walls, we don't want
you. Yeah, you can stop listening.
We don't want you as listeners.
One of our listeners has a spider person in their house, and now the spider person is listening to them. Listen to this podcast.
Oh my God, I thought you were telling a real thing.
Yeah.
I was like, so like, oh my god. Is it one of your friends who listens? I thought you were going to show, wow.
No, I'm just saying, like, a random.
Someone's listening, and
none.
They're just hearing, like, shut that fucking thing off.
Turn it off, this is rude.
Oh, yeah. So. I love it.
Do you have a mini rave?
Well, no, because I just did a full-length rave. Do you have a mini rave? You do. I know what it is.
Yeah, I want to talk about the planner that I have. Yeah. I left it in your car in my other bag. Anyways.
Fuck me. I just leave everything in my car. God.
Anyways, I'm just going to move on from that. It's by this company called Bando, whatever it is. But it's, like, the fucking cutest. I got it from Indigo. It has, like, nice stickers. It's got beautiful art on the inside. Like, I loved my planner I got last year a lot. No, this one is so much better.
Yeah.
It's kind of artsy-fartsy.
I like planners, too. I also just got a new planner.
I know. I love a planner.
I showed Perry. I use multiple planners because, like, at my real job, my Bay Haven job, I use, one planner for all the entertainment that I book.
Yeah.
And because I don't like it getting, like, fluffed up another one, so I'll just buy like a cheap dollar store kind of planner, and then for like all the rest of my life I get like a nice fancy planner.
See, yeah, like I have the nice one that I put everything in, mm-hmm. like all my schedules, all of my events, but then sometimes like it's just easier to also have something on my desk, so I have like this little tiny one that I keep on my desk here just to be safe.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, why don't you put it on your phone? I'm like, well, like,
I can't do that.
No.
I know there's some people who, like, love the iCal.
Yeah.
Love whatever it is.
It just doesn't work for me.
Gmail calendar, whatever it is. I can't do it. I need to physically see it. Like, and I know you can physically see it on the phone, but I need to see it laid out.